Al Shnei Chodoshim Mechalnes HaShabbos, Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei, Shebehen Shluchim Yotzim L'Suriya, Uvohem Misaknes HaMoados. 2 months, the Edim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, or they have to be Mechal Shabbos. The Shaila, whether it's Dechui or Hutra, whether the Chil Shabbos is Mutter, or that it's, and then you can do whatever, or it's Dechui, you can do exactly what you need, nothing more. Like the same Shaila by Pikuach Nefesh. So they're Mechal Shabbos, Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei, because those months, we send the Shluchim out to Surya, and here it says to Surya because at this point, we'll see from the Mishnayos later, in Bavel they didn't send Shluchim, they made bonfires. But to Surya they sent Shluchim. Ubehem Misaknes HaMoados. Those months, it's important to know when the Yomim Tovim are going to be. K'shehoye Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mechalun Afal Kulam Et Meitakonis HaKorban. The time of the Beis HaMikdash, they sent Shluchim on all the months, they needed the Edim on all the months, and they were allowed to Mechal Shabbos, in order they should know when to bring the Korban Rosh Chodesh on the proper day. Okay. Rashi, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechal Mishal Shabbos, Edim Shiroz Machodesh. We're not talking about the Shluchim. The Shluchim are not Mechal Shabbos. Only the Edim are Mechal Shabbos. Shebohem Shluchim, based in Sholchim, L'Suriya, L'Hodiya, L'Gol, Yom K'viyosot. Right? Bezin sends Shluchim to Suriya to let them know when Rosh Chodesh was. Hilka Chashivi. That's what those months are extra special. Min HaTorah Mechal Nakulam. Min HaTorah Yolat Mechal for all the months. Av Rabbanin Osru L'fisha Ein Tikkun HaMoladus Toli Bohem V'lo Ichpas L'molun L'chasun Al Pi Edim. Because there's no Yomim Tovim that depend on the rest of the months, so therefore the Rabbanin were Mevatel the Chil Shabbos of the Edim, and even though really the real reason for Chil Shabbos was because of Mekadshin Al Pi Ariya, that they should be able to mekayim the mitzvah, and really Min HaTorah you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos for all the months, as they did when the Korban, but the Rabbanim were Mesaken that unless there's going to be Takonas Korban, to know when to bring the Korban, or when to make the Yomim Tovim, just for Mekadosh Al Pi Ariya, they weren't going to allow Chil Shabbos. But Min HaTorah it's Mutter. Ach Shnei Chadoshim Elu Hem Midum Al Din Torah. These 2 months they left, according to the Ikur Hadin, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and they, what's it called, because of Tikkun HaMoados. She called HaMoados Tluyim Bohem. Takonis Korban, Shorosh Chodesh Yakri Zmano. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, there was also the Inyan of bringing the Korban in the proper time. So they therefore allowed all the Rosh Chodoshim for the Edom to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay. Al Shnei Chadoshim V'Sulo. Tzmura says, Mashma, that only on 2 months did they send Shluchim. Braminu, Al Vav Chadoshim HaShluchim Yotzim. It says in the Mishnah before that they sent Shluchim for 6 months. 6 of the months they were sent Shluchim out, not only 2. Om Rabbi Yehochikomer, Al Kulan Shluchim Yotzim Miba'erev. There's a difference between when the Shluchim left on 6 of the months and on the 2 months of Tishrei and Nisan. The Shluchim leave already when it's obvious that the next day Beis Din is going to make Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, if witnesses came the night, or the 29th in the daytime, or the night of the 30th, so it was clear that Beis Din was going to make Rosh Chodesh the next day, the Shluchim already left for the night before. Or, if no Edom came on the 30th, so at the 31st night, the night of the 31st, it was obvious that tomorrow was going to be Rosh Chodesh. There's no other possibility. So the Shluchim left the night of the 31st. But by Nisan and Tishrei, Al Nisan v'Al Tishrei, at Shishmi Pesim Mekudesh. They didn't leave until either on the 30th day they heard Bezin say Mekudesh, or we'll see later, it's a machlokas, whether on the 31st day Bezin Bechlal's Mekadesh Lechodesh, or automatically Mekudesh. If you hold that they have to say Mekudesh on the 31st day, it's the same thing. And if not, it means until Bezin sends them specifically to go, after the Chodesh is Mekudesh in the daytime. Because it's Mekudesh, Kiddush HaChodesh can only occur in the daytime. And then it happens retroactively from the night before. Tanya Nami Hachi, Al Kulan Yotzim Be'erav, Al Nisan Al Tishrei, Al Shishim Yipi'ez Mekudesh. All the other months, the Shluchim already go at night when it's obvious that the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, But Nisan and Tishrei, just to make extra sure that Basin doesn't change their mind, and because of some calculation don't accept the Edim, or whatever, then they go, and the next day for sure there's nothing they can do. If they weren't Mekadosh the Chodesh on the 30th, it's automatically the 31st. Still, if they went out from the night before the 31st, we're afraid that they would make a mistake and go out the night before the 30th too, and therefore they made it that they don't go till the daytime mamish. There's a Rambam. The Rambam holds you can Mekadosh the Chodesh l'mafreya. That if Edom didn't come, but till later, then you can accept the Edus after, retroactively, and reorganize the whole calendar retroactively on the Edom that came after the fact. So, according to the Rambam, we're afraid that the Edom will come on the 31st, and the Bezim will retroactively Mekadosh the Chodesh, and it'll be all a mistake. So, therefore, on Tishrei and Nisan, they didn't go out till they actually knew the Bezim accepted that that the 31st was Rosh Chodesh.
Why don't we bring the Pasuk of HaKadosh HaZelachem, like Abai said before our Kof?
What?
Why don't we bring the Pasuk of HaKadosh HaZelachem Rosh Hashem, Kazere'e, like Abai Gufa said, and Daf Kof.
That what?
That he used that Pasuk to tell us, by Nisan and Tishrei, that you have to actually see it.
That's not out this halacha. This is a different halacha. This halacha when we let the Edim go. When Bezin Mekadosh HaKadosh, that's that Pasuk. Here we're talking when the Shluchim go. Okay. The Shluchim don't have to wait. The Bezin will Mekadosh the next day, but the Shluchim don't wait until they, what's it called, until they hear. But Bezin has to be Mekadosh. The Chodesh isn't Mekudosh until Bezin hears from the Edom. Okay. It's two separate things. Because that Kazer Mekadosh goes on all the months, not just on Nisan and Tishrei. Okay. Tana Rabbanim. Menayin Shemechal Alein Shabbos. Right? How do you know that the Mechal Shabbos, that the Edom of Mechal Shabbos to come and declare Rosh Chodesh? Talmud Lomar, Eile Moadi Hashem, Asher Tikru Olsom B'Moadam. It says B'Moadam in their proper time. Whenever it says B'Moadam, it means even on Shabbos. Yochel Kishem Shemechal Nat Shizkadshu, Tach Mechal Nat Shizkaimu. I might think, just like you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos, to come and be made so they can establish Rosh Chodesh, that you're also Mechal Shabbos to go and let people know when Rosh Chodesh was. Talmud Lomar Asher Tikru also to establish them you can Mechal Shabbos. Al Kriyosim Ato Mechal, Diyat Mechal Al Kiyumam. You're not Mechal Shabbos for Shluchim to be Mekayim it when, what's it called, to let people know when it was. V'kshehoye Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mechal Naf Al Kulam, Mek Takonis HaKoyben, Tomer Rabbanah, B'rishon Lohoye Mechal Naf Al Kulam. In the beginning, Min HaTorah, you're allowed to mechal for all of them, so you bring the carbon of carbon musaf for Rosh Chodesh on the proper time. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so that inyan didn't apply. Omer Lehen Rabbi Yochum Zakai V'chiyesh carbon, there's no more carbon. Yeskinu Shloi Mechal Len El Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei Vlad. They made a takana that even though Min HaTorah you can mechal for all of them, but they made a takana to only be mechal for Tishrei and Nisan. Rashi. The Sulo Navki Shluchim. Shluchim only go out in 2 months. Elahani, Diktoni Shabahen, Shluchim Yeltsim Asuria. Shluchim Yeltsim Ba'erev, Kigon Niriba Olu, Yom Chavtes. For instance, if the moon was very clear, everybody saw, we know for sure witnesses saw it, on the 29th day, towards sunset. Obelel Shloshim, or the night of the 30th. So the Edom can't be made at night. They can't come till the next day and give Edus. And based in what's it called, can't be Mekadosh it until they hear from Edom. Right? That's the halach of Kazera Eva Kadesh. Bezin cannot be Mekadosh the Chodesh until they hear from Edom. Okay? The Vadi Kachu Bezin Machar. But we know for sure that Bezin is Mekadosh tomorrow. All the Edom saw it. So 99%, it's not for sure, because like we said, Bezin can, what's it called, not accept Edus if they don't want to. If they have a different calculation or whatever. So there is a slight possibility that even though we know for sure Edom are going to come, that Bezim won't be Mekadosh. But 99% of the time, they are going to be Mekadosh. Inami b'chodesh mu'ubar, or no Edom came on the 30th day, so we know for sure the 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. The pshitolan should be laman al tiskadosh, pshitolan iskadosh bismanu. Since it's not the 30th, it has to be the 31st. So in either of those situations, the shluchim really could leave the night before. They know for sure, either it's for sure the 30th because Edom are for sure going to come tomorrow, or it's the 31st because no Edom came that day. Shluchim Yosemi Beisdin, Ve'eim Amtinin Ad L'Mocher. So all other months, since 99%, it's going to be for sure Rosh Chodesh that day, the shluchim can leave. And not that terrible, so if they make the wrong, they made a mistake. So they made a mistake. There's no yamim tovim that are dependent on it. L'mochr shishim yikudish m'peisin, k'damir l'kamon. The ain mamtirin ad l'mochr shishim yikudish m'peisin, k'damir l'kamon. Rosh beisin, omer m'kudish v'yidu l'gola. But how do they declare Rosh Chodesh? So according to one man, the Omer, they declared both days. The Rosh Basin says Mekudesh, and the people answer Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Or on the first day, they say Mekudesh. Second day, it's automatic. But the Shluchim don't go until the Basin sends them. So they wouldn't go the first day by mistake if we let them go the second day at night. On Nisan the Al-Tishrei, Ein Shluchim Yotzim at Shishim with Basin Mekudesh. But on Tishrei and Nisan, the Shluchim don't go until they hear from Basin Mekudesh. Okay. Hilkach, B'shar Chadoshim Ein Chol Shabbos Shal Eidim Memaheres Itzias HaShluchim. Therefore, on other months, the Chol Shabbos of the Eidim, what's it called, isn't going to make the Shluchim go any faster. Why? She'ein HaShluchim Mechal and Shabbos Letzei Sayom. Because the Shluchim anyway can't be Mechal Shabbos. Right? To go that day. They're going to have to wait till after Shabbos. So why should the Eidim come and be Mechal Shabbos, right? Shelo yavo Eidim hayom yisab rachodesh. So if the Eidim don't come, are not Mechal Shabbos for Teves, so they won't be able to come till the next day, and they'll make it a full month. Yeah, v'akol yodim sheim kitshu l'machar. Everybody will know that the next day is going to be what's it called Rosh Chodesh. So the shluchim will leave immediately Motzei Shabbos. So you're not holding them back at all by not being Mechal Shabbos. V'ashluchim yetzu mishatech shech lomer she'ibru eselu. So they're going to have the same amount of days for the shluchim to go, whether the Eidim are Mechal Shabbos or not. The only difference will be when Rosh Chodesh will be. Avo benisa v'tishreim lo yavoa Eidim hayom. If the Eidim don't come and Mechal Shabbos, the yisaber hachodesh, what will be? The month will be Mo'uber. And then the 31st will be, okay? Lo yetzu ha-shluchim ha-lamachar. But the shluchim won't leave that night, Moshe Shabbos. They won't be able to leave till Sunday morning. She'ein beizin mekadshim b'layla. Because beizin can't be mekadish to chodesh at night. They can only mekadish to chodesh when they hear from Eidim. Because zera ivekadesh. And therefore they need Eidim to tell them the next day. Nimtzu mimati meseluchim mahalach layla v'yosef v'yosef. So they're going to end up delaying their trip by a little bit more than a night, because they have to wait the whole night and a little bit into the day until Bezin's Mekadosh Lechodesh. Ketzad, im yavoh ha'edim v'yo'idu v'yikachu b'Shabbos, because if the Edom will come and be made on Shabbos, that they saw the moon, so Bezin will make the, what's it called, the Bezin Mekadosh on Shabbos. The Pesach b'Shabbos, and Pesach will be 2 weeks later on Shabbos. So yesh man l'shluch in mahalach yud beiz yom shleimah. They have 12 full days to go. Because they came early, they'll be able to leave immediately Motzei Shabbos. But if they didn't come on Shabbos, they wouldn't be able to leave till Sunday morning to tell them when Rosh Chodesh was. Shari l'motzei Shabbos yetzu v'yelchu kol yemei achol shel beis shavuot salalu shleimah. They'll be able to leave immediately Motzei Shabbos, because Beis Din was Mekadosh Chodesh on Shabbos. They're not Mechal Shabbos, so they leave Motzei Shabbos, and they have 12 full days to let people know. The imlo bo ha'edim hayom, and if the witnesses didn't come on Shabbos, lo yetzu ha'shluchim ad l'mochar, they wouldn't go till the next day. The al-korchim Shabbos shel erev ha'pesach yishbosu, and they're not going to be able to travel on erev Pesach, because that's going to fall on Shabbos. Erev Pesach is going to be Shabbos. Nimsa shel oholchu yud beizom shleim, they won't have 12 full days to go. So you're minimizing the time that they can let people know when Rosh Chodesh, how far they can get. Vim tomer heyachu tola tam chil ha'edim, why should the reason if the Eidim can be Mechal Shabbos or not depend on how much time the Shluchim will have? Hurry, Shluchim Asol Itam Mechal. The Shluchim themselves are not allowed Mechal Shabbos. So now we're letting the Eidim be Mechal Shabbos, so the Shluchim will be able to go more. Tam Hachilu Kadesh Yiskadish Achodesh Bismanahu. No, the real reason that the Eidim are allowed to Mechal is because, what's it called, the halacha is that, first of all, Mekadshin al-pi ariyah, right? You want to, we have a pasuk that says, b'mo'adam, asher tikros b'mo'adam, that the Eidim are allowed to Mechal Shabbos. kidiktani, bohem esaknes amoados. The Rachmana Amra should tikru osam bemoad, mafilo b'shabes. The Yitzias Hashluchim diktani, eino elu liyapos liyashev is tamachil, afish vilzos. But since the Shluchim are going to be held back, the Rabbanan didn't make a takana that you're not mechal Shabbos. They left it according to the Torah. The real reason is tikkun amoados. The real reason is because mekachin apiaria, and all of that is mutar chil Shabbos. But if it wouldn't have been that it's going to hold back the Shluchim, the Rabbanan would have interceded and said that they can't be mechal Shabbos. Sometimes the main reason is not what we say, but it's an extra added reason, right? It makes the halacha better, nicer, because you have an extra added idea. It's not the reason. It's not what causes it. The cause is something else, but it fixes it up, makes it better, gives us more strength. We have a similar case in Sanhedrin. Right? If you see that the animals aren't mature yet, so you won't have enough animals for Korban Pesach. So you make a leap year. But that can't be the only reason. All the other things, the seasons are right, and the weather is right, and the tvua is ripe. Then you don't make a leap year just for the fact that the animals are not yet grown sufficiently to be brought as a korban. That's not a good enough reason to make a leap year. But if you're making a leap year for the other reasons, you add this to make it stronger. I will also sad l'shana ketzer moldoin anachn l'chon digozlai rechichin v'mrayi da'arkin. When they announce that they made a leap year, they add this in as an extra added reason. Asher tikro sovim mo'adam. Mo'adam means always in the time, don't push it off, even if it's Shabbos. So when you designate, when you're koveya Rosh Chodesh, al pi edim, do it even if it's Shabbos. Mikra Kodesh, I know Kiddush Beis Din. And Mikra Kodesh means that the Beis Din declares the Chodesh Mekodesh. Yochel Shem Mechalin, or edim, Kadesh Yiskachu Bezmanim, I might think that just like your Mechalil Shabbos, that the Edom should be able to come to declare Rosh Chodesh, that you also are Mechal Shabbos to notify people about Rosh Chodesh. Kach Mechal Nashluchim Ashiyiskai Muham Wadis Vizmanim. Kamash Chumah, no. You're only Mechal to establish Rosh Chodesh, not to let people know about it. Okay. Bein Shenire Ba'ol, Bein Shalom Nire Ba'ol, Mechal was a Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference if the moon was seen clearly. And then we know there's going to be plenty of witnesses, so why should any two witnesses have to go? They can assume other people will go. And if other people don't have the Mechal Shabbos, who are close by. So it doesn't make a difference, right? Whether it was clear or not clear, the Edim either are allowed to go, according to some Rishonim, or have to go. Because you can't rely that maybe there's other Edim. It's a mitzvah on every Ed who sees the Chodesh to go and get Gedus. You can't rely, maybe somebody else won't go. Even though it was seen by everybody, you can never be sure that maybe other people won't go for whatever reason. So two Edim who saw the moon, or even one person, goes a Mitzarif for somebody else. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Nire Ba'olul Ein Mechalas HaShabbos. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, if the moon was clear, and there's obviously going to be a lot of witnesses, then these witnesses aren't allowed to Mechal HaShabbos. You assume that there'll be witnesses close by who won't have to Mechal HaShabbos. Right, 40 pairs of witnesses went by, and Rabbi Akiva held them all in Lod that they shouldn't go weiter and be Mechal Shabbos, because there was plenty of witnesses already to Mekadesh the Chodesh. Sholach lo Rabbi Gamliel, im Akiva atos harabim, nimtish machshir moshid lovel. No, let them all go, because if you hold them back, next month they're going to say, last month we went, and they held us back, so we're not going to go this month. And this month, they're going to be the only ones who see it. So therefore, we let them go. It's a halacha, you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. And if we don't let them be Mechal Shabbos this month, it may affect another month. And declaring the month you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos even if they're not necessary this month, because it'll come necessary for the next month. Rashi, Nira Ba'ol Le Mechal, Fisha Ein Tzorach. There's no purpose, no reason. There's going to be plenty of witnesses who won't be after Mechal Shabbos. Arboim zug shnei edim, zug achar zug. Right? Zug is means a pair of witnesses. 40 pairs of witnesses they held in up. Rabbi Akiva held up in Lud. My mashma the high olil lishna miglihu. How do you know the word olil means something that's clear, opened? Omra vabo, omra krob. Imros Hashem, imros tahoros, kesef tzorif. Ba'olil le'eretz mezukak shivasai. The Pasuk says in Tehillim that the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are pure. They're like purified silver, clear to the world. Mezukak shivasayim, what's it called, 70 times or 49 times, what's it called, purified. Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Omar, how to explain this pasuk? Now that we just brought this pasuk to show that the word alil means open, clear, so now we're going to explain the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Omar, Nun Shari Bina Nivru Bolam. One said there are 50 gates of wisdom created in the world. The Kulam Nitnu Lamosha Chosar Echad. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew them all except for one. The Ramban, in his Hagdama to the Torah, explains the 50 Sharei Chochma are different kinds of creations. And each category has a Shar of Chochma. There's a Chochma for animals, for different kind of animals, for birds, for whatever. The rocks, each one's a category, and there's a whole gate of wisdom concerning that category. The 50th category is knowledge of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That one, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know fully. So that's the 50th gate, is knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other 49 are knowledge of all the other creations there are. Shenemar v'tachsereyu ma'at me'elohim. Made him a little bit smaller than the Rabbanu Shel Olam, meaning that shar of Yediyas Hashem, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know completely. Bikesh Koheles Limtzol Divrei Chayfetz. Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech, wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Bikesh Koheles Yos Kamoshe. Yotza Basko V'yomrelo Kosuv Yosher Divrei Emes. Right, Maisa, it says in the Torah, not like that. Lo Kam Novi Ol B'Yisrael Kamoshe. Right, that no Novi ever came as great as Moshe. You can't be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what one of them said, Rav and Shmuel. Rashi. Something clear to everybody. Chamishim Shari Bina, Seifei the Haikra, Darshi Rabbi Shmuel. It's the end of that pasuk, what's it called, that Rabbi Shmuel are darshining. Mezukak Shivasayim, Sheva Shvios, 49, 7 times 7. Veheim Chamishim Chosarachas, that's 49, 50 minus 1. Shenimtsu Lamosha, the Moshe Rabbeinu had the 49 gates of wisdom. Lamadnu Shechamishim Nivru, there were 50, and Moshe only got 49 of them. Shari Ma'at Nechser Me'elohim. He's a little bit less than what exists by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, 50 Shari Bina. Dechsiva Tasrel Me'at Me'elohim, but Mizmor Mo'enosh Kisis Kerenu. It's a different Mizmor. It's a Mizmor Mo'enosh Kisis Kerenu. It says over there, Vatachsereu Ma'at Me'elohim. Some say it says that Shlomo HaMelech wanted to understand Paraduma, which Moshe Rabbeinu understood. And he said that my name is hinted to in the Parsha Paraduma, because it says, le may efer, what's the pasuk? The pasuk is latame may efer sreifa sachatos. So the Rashi Tevos is Shlomo. Okay, la efer lamid may efer is a mem, sreifas is a shin, and hachatos is a hey. If you rearrange the letters, they're Shlomo. So the Rebbe told him Yosher divrei emes. You have to say them in order. In order, they spell Lamosha. Lamosha and Shlomo are the same things. So Shlomo felt his name is hinted there. He could also know Paraduma. And the Pasuk says, no, Yosher Divrei Emes. You have to go in order. In the order, it says Lamosha, not Shlomo. And only Moshe could do it. The Chad Omer and the other one, either Rav or Shmuel, said, B'Neviim lo kam. There's no greater Navi than Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevius Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi. B'Malachim kam. But Chochma, by a Melech, right, Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Melech. It's possible that another Melech could be a bigger Chochem than Moshe. Not a bigger Navi, but a bigger Chochem. Elamani Mekayim Bikesh Koheles Limtzol Divrei Chayfetz. So when it was, it mean that Shlomo HaMelech wanted to find Divrei Chayfetz. It's not that he wanted to be as great as Moshe, because he was as great as Moshe when it came to Chochma. Bikesh Koheles Lodun Dinit Shebelev Shelo Be'edim V'Shelo Ba'asroa.
Shlomo HaMelech wanted to judge cases with Ruach HaKodesh, right? Without Eidim, without Hasra, just with Ruach HaKodesh. Yotza Basko Va'omrelo Uksov Yosher Divrei Emes Al Pishnayim Eidim. Torah says you need Eidim, can't judge Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, but that was before Matan Torah and that was a Goy. But when it comes to a Yid, you need two Eidim, you need Hasra. By Goy, you don't need two Eidim and you don't need Hasra. So even in Umdana, you can kill a Goy. Okay, let's finish up. Maisa she'ovru yosur mi'arboim zug v'ikven Rabbi Akiva. Right, Maisa that on Shabbos they had more than 40, what's it called, pairs of witnesses that were going, so it wasn't necessary to mechal Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva held them because we have witnesses already. And then Rabbi Gamliel told them, you're making a big mistake because if you hold them back, next month they won't come. So you're allowed to mechal Shabbos this month because anyway you could be mechal Shabbos. Master from here that it's Hutra, that's mutter for the Edom to come, right? And this way, next month, if there'll be a problem, right, we'll also have a Kiddush HaChodesh. Tanya, Omer of Yehuda, Chas v'Shalom Shem Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says it wasn't Rabbi Akiva who held them back. El Shav Sarosha Shal Geder Ikvan. Some Pakid, right, he was there, he decided he's going to hold these witnesses back. V'Shalach Ram Gamliel V'Aridu Migdulasol. Rabbi Gamliel went and they demoted him because of that. So some say that the Braisa argues on the Mishnah. Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva did it, and the Braisa says it wasn't Rabbi Akiva. And others say no, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva according to anybody. But Rabbi Akiva lived in that area, and he didn't protest, right? He let this Pakid do what he wanted, and he didn't speak up, therefore he's blamed for it. Just like Rabbi Elazar Nazari was blamed for his neighbor's Parah that went out on Shabbos because he didn't protest.
So the mayor of the city.
What?
The mayor.
Who?
Rosh Ha'ir, Zephyr.
Zephyr, who's the mayor, okay. Rosh Hashogether, right. I don't know what Gether is. Shezefer, Maisav Avri Yosem Arbaim Zug, Shezefer Kachshemo. That was his name. Okay. And Rabbi Akiva, what's it called? Either it's a difference of opinion, who stopped them, or it was what's it called, this guy stopped them, but Rabbi Akiva could have stopped him from doing it, and Rabbi Akiva had the influence, and he didn't use it, and therefore Rabbi Akiva's blamed. Okay.
There was a file.
Yeah.
But the introductor said there was audio, but after that, there was no audio.
Just audio?
Yeah. I could splice the audio from this on to the
others. Okay, but this audio is fine.